Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The Reverend Dr. C. Joseph Pfeiffer, author of Messages from the Small Country Church, holds degrees in theology, ethics, and divinity. He's an ordained minister of the Christian faith and called pastor to a small country church in rural Ohio. Like many pastors of small churches, he spent a lifetime and more than one career gathering true life lessons to bring real life understanding to the pulpit. Raised Roman Catholic, Reformed Lutheran, Re-Reformed Evangelical Lutheran, and then trained in the Lutheran, Wesleyan, and Evangelical traditions, the claim is now Christian, and his call is in Christ. His belief and focus is that religion and faith, even our corporate expression through worship, is best practiced and most effective in the intimate setting of real love and fellowship found in small churches. The Reverend Dr. C. Joseph Pfeiffer, author of Messages from the Small Country Church, Readings, Sermons, Observations, and an Invitation to More Than Just Donuts, our guest on This Week in America. Reverend Pfeiffer, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you very much. I do appreciate the opportunity to speak to you.
An important topic, and I appreciate you taking the time to be with us on the program today. Let's start talking about the inspiration. Where did this idea come from to write the book, Messages from the Small Country Church?
I was raised in large churches throughout my life as Catholic, and I spent the majority of my time in denominational churches with lots of support and so forth and so on. And I really didn't have a good understanding of what small church was or was about until I was called to a small country church, as it says, and after I was ordained and went out on my own to save the world, if you will, set the world on fire with...
Yes.
With all the things that I knew, and now that I've done a lot more study, I know that I don't know a whole lot of things. So as it comes, though, I was in the midst of my doctoral studies and looking at a lot of statistics, and the statistics were not good for Christianity in America. It was speaking directly, as you look at all the analytics, as people were claiming Christian, they weren't doing Christian, if you understand what I mean.
Exactly, yes.
So there was a big withdrawal from the churches, mostly the main large denominational churches. And there was, at the time then, there was a kind of a push towards these the universal mega churches that had... they had sprung up and were growing and ended up being in that during that time, as America was looking for answers. It seemed like all of these, the leadership of these mega churches were all of a sudden experts, and started speaking on Christianity in America, without a whole lot of people looking further or deeper into that. And still, the small churches in America were still the majority, and in fact still are. However, the small church and the people therein, they get marginalized and passed over when people are looking to find out why Christianity or how Christianity. And I just wanted to give, a voice to the small church and let people know that, listen, they're still there. You're driving past them to get to these big mega churches.
Yes.
Where you can have a wonderful experience and then walk away from it. I just wanted to get that out there so that people could understand that, it's the small church where the message is truth, and it grows, and it allows us to live the life that we're called to live in a far more effective way, in a powerful way, in my opinion, more so than the larger churches where people tend to go to, you know, if they go there on Sunday and they go there on Wednesday, they can come away and let it be. They can go anonymously. And I think that that's part of the problem. In the mega churches or the large churches, you have to tell somebody that you were in church on Sunday. And the small churches, they know when you're missing.
Yes, and you do such an excellent job in the book. The book is Messages from the Small Country Church. Our guest is the author, Reverend Dr. C. Joseph Pfeiffer. If you're Googling, that's Pfeiffer. His website is very simple. It's the title of the book, Messages from the Small Country Church.com. You mentioned something there about, and you talk about it in the book, we can't love anonymously. Talk about what that means.
Well, in order to understand what there's a phrase that goes around in America now that aggravates me, and it's when people are talking or trying to define love, they simply say love is love, and anyone that is that studies or looks for a definition, it's not allowable to use the same word in the definition to define that word. So I don't know why they believe that that's a complete definition. In fact, if you look in Scripture, Scripture says that God is love. And so in order for you to know and understand love, you would have to know and understand God. But further than that, it's written in the Koine language, which is called Greek. It's Koine Greek. And that is the language itself is a directional language. It was born out of military necessity, and it is a directional language that is all about action. And when you look at Scripture with that understanding, and you look at what it is that we're called to do, the love that we are called to do is specific. It is that we are called to do love, and that looks like something specific as Scripture lays it out, and that's what I share in a lot of my homilies and a lot of my sermons and teachings. This is what it looks like. You cannot just give your money to someone else to go and do something that they think is worthy of or whatever it is. That does not get you to where you are called to be. Where you are called to be is exactly where Christ tells you. He says, get up and go and do likewise. And we, in order to do that, you have to experience it yourself. You can't just give it to someone else and say, go do that for me.
Yes.
That does not get you out of the call. The call is to go and do love. It's something that we choose. It's something that God gives to us that we can share it, but we have to share it with our hands, with our heart, with our mind. We have to share it with our voice. We have to go and be compassionate. We have to, it's a physical, experiential thing that we are called to do. And that furthers who he is. It furthers then who we are in him.
The Reverend Dr. C. Joseph Pfeiffer, Pfeiffer, our guest, author of Messages from the Small Country Church. Reverend Pfeiffer, how does the small church fit in? What's its role, especially in modern society in 2022?
Well, its role is still steeped in its role when we were creating the small churches in America. The churches in America, as they cropped up, the church that I served first was Junction Bible Christian Church. It was formerly a Methodist church. It was the first church in the area in Paulding County, Ohio, that was laid in, the foundation was laid in response to all of the brothels that had cropped up at the junction of the Erie and Wabash canals where it was located. And those, that type of that type of response and is still today. These are the places where the communities can center themselves. They were designed that way to be the community center, to be the place where everyone would gather, to be the place where the information is shared, the place where people can find the truth, the place where we can connect socially, we can connect health-wise, we can connect and know, and that know is in the Hebrew sense of the word, know our neighbors, and that is not just you know their name, you can pick it out of a phone book, and there I'm dating myself.
I know exactly what you're talking about, so I'm dating myself too. Yes, I understood that. I understood that reference.
Yeah, so... But the idea in the Hebrew sense of the word know is the knowledge is that you have experience with them. You've experienced them. You've shaken their hand over across the fence line. You know, you've helped them out when they were gone. You were cutting their grass for them. When they go away for a while, they ask you to watch their dog and things like that. Those are the things that the original church was doing. In that experiencing and doing love, tying the communities together, and it's absolutely important now in these days with all of the things that are going on antithetic to that, it's the absolute opposite. You know, social media is a misnomer because social media is antisocial.
Exactly. Yes.
You know, we don't know in this day and age, we don't know how to connect with anyone beyond sending them a friend request and then hitting like every now and again. And that's kind of we're on Facebook. So, you know, we are using social media, but we're using the social media to try to get people to come and experience, not sit and, in a counterfeit way of experiencing it. So it's important, you know, and as we're driving our cars past these churches, it would be good that people would stop in on a Sunday, stop in on a Wednesday, stop in when they're having their Thursday evening soup supper and get to know these people, because these people are their neighbors. These people are the people, the core people of the community. And they're good to know, and they're regular people, regular Americans, if you will. They're Christian, very often they share your values. They share the things that you're searching for. You know, as you're heading off to these mega events, you know, with the that you have to reserve seating for, and so forth and so on. People don't realize it. But they're searching for something that is missing in their lives. And somehow, some way, we've allowed the world to convince us that something that is missing is not the small church. There's something bigger, so there's something that obviously is better, but it's not. It's absolutely, now there are big churches doing wonderful things, don't get me wrong. But as you look at their model, they have those big churches that are doing something right, they have something in common, and that is that they are all about the small group. And they break things down into small groups so that you can get to know one another in a small group, but that's only 10% of the larger church that's participating in those things.
The book is Messages from the Small Country Church. Reverend Dr. C. Joseph Pfeiffer, our guest on the program. A fascinating background that you bring to the ministry, you bring to the pulpit. How did you go from Marine through police officer in a large city to minister? What was that path like, and how important is that to have that real-world experience as you're being the pastor?
Well, I've asked that myself quite often, but you know, and as I share that with my friends, longtime friends that have known me throughout, I ask them how did this happen, and they look at me and say, of course this happened. We, You know, I could see you when I announced to people with the guys in my unit that I was going into the ministry, all of them to singular, all of them said, well, of course you are. I didn't have this in mind at all. When I was a Marine, I was seeking to be the best Marine anyone's ever seen since Chesty Puller. And those that are Marines will know what I'm saying. You know, that was my goal and my guide. But what I found is, as I got on this side of all of that, everything that I've gone through and the things that I've lived through, thank God, were in preparation for this very thing. And, you know, I served, you know, I served in anti-terrorism and terrorist task forces in the Marine Corps. I was in the vice intelligence and narcotics and in policing. I've seen a lot of dark, evil things, and I've been brought through it and stronger for it. And all of it seems to be in preparation for what ministry is about. I've seen so many things, and it's just been all of it has been a learning experience to kind of strengthen me to get ready for this. A lot of people don't realize what true ministry is all about. And it takes everything that you have, all the physical strength, all of the spiritual strength. It takes everything that you have and more. And it's in that and more that I find more and more. And that is in God, in Christ. So a long time ago, when I stood in the pulpit for the very first time, I realized, my goodness, this is truly life and death. And, you know, the words that are spoken from the pulpit, they need to be serious and they need to be focused, because they are exactly that, life and death.
Reverend Dr. C. Joseph Pfeiffer, our guest on the program. The book is Messages from the Small Country Church. The website, very simple. The title of the book, Messages from the Small Country Church.com. Book available at pageturner.us, at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all the usual places. Link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. The title of the book, Messages from the Small Country Church, Readings, Sermons, Observations, and an Invitation to More Than Just Donuts. What do donuts have to do with the invitation to more? Explain the subtitle.
Well, that is a little tongue-in-cheek back towards policing. You know, and the joke has always been, and I don't know, I've been out of policing for a while now, I don't know whether it's still the joke, but if you want to find a cop, look for the donut shop. And, you know, but there was a reason for that long ago, before we had cell phones, you know, and computers that went with us. We actually hand wrote all of our reports, you know, and calls would stack up, and you'd be busy all day for a 12-hour shift, you know, and you want to go home on time at 6 a.m. The only place that was available was the donut shop. The lights come on at 2 a.m. because they're busy making the donuts. And then they would have fresh coffee, and then you'd get the first bunch of donuts as they come, you know, as they're done, and you're sitting there writing your reports. And that's why you could always find a cop at the donut shop. You wouldn't find them at 3 in the afternoon unless they were writing reports, getting ready to end their shift. You know, but what I found in that was something interesting. I study people. I study their reactions, and it's just kind of been my habit all along. But a lot of information, more and better information, was always passed at the donut shop by police officers. You could get more information at the donut shop at the end of the shift than you ever did during roll call at the beginning of the shift. So I started looking at that, and there was a lot of socialization that was going on there. You know, we would mend fences a lot of times, you know, a lot of times during the day, and an officer would, you know, make you mad or whatever, do something wrong, whatever. We could correct all that at the donut shop. And those are the things that were happening. So Yeah, so I brought that to the church. And what we started doing was I offered donuts at the end of the service, not at the beginning, obviously, you know, because I didn't want to clean all that up, because, you know, a pastor does all of that too. So we started offering donuts at the end of the service. So we would have fellowship back in the at the entryway of the church, and everyone would dig into donuts, and you know, some of the older gentlemen, you know, I knew it was time to stop the sermon, because they were already headed for the donuts, you know. So we would gather in the back there, and I found that they would, as I'm listening, they're talking about what they heard in the sermon. They're talking about what they liked in the worship service. They're talking about these things. And then they started something else. They started talking about their neighbors. They started talking about the needs of the community. They started organizing themselves over donuts and coffee and planning to reach out and go and do these things for the people, the destitute around the church and so forth and so on. They started doing the love that I've been talking about in the sermons. It's not enough just to hear it. You must put it into practice. We have to live it out. And they were living that out over donuts and didn't even realize it. You know, I would be asked, what should we do? Those kinds of things. You know, you have your committee meetings, and we would talk in the committee, and they would put it to a vote. We're going to pray on that next month and next month and next month. And then in the donut hour after Sunday, they solve that problem. They get together, and they're off doing exactly what the committee, you know, wasn't able to come to a consensus over, you know. And that's the call that Christ gives to us when he gives us, you know, the Good Samaritan. When we talk about that, that's the love that he gives to us to go and do. It requires us to be there. It requires us to, you know, to contact people. It requires us to know them. It requires us to carry them if necessary. It requires us to spend our own wealth on that. It requires us to be all in. And they were doing that, you know, without even really thinking about it.
Yes.
Until I drew their attention to it. They didn't even realize they were doing that. But that's the life that we're called to do. And we do that through, you know, through like mind, like heart, looking for the things that God has called us to do, and then being willing to do it as he presents us these opportunities.
This is such an important book, Messages from the Small Country Church. Only a couple minutes left in the program. No idea where the time has gone, but I would encourage you to pick up a copy of this book, available at Amazon, pageturner.us, Barnes & Noble, and more information from our guest, Reverend Dr. C. Joseph Pfeiffer's website, messagesfromthesmallcountrychurch.com. Several minutes left in the program. It's a big question for a small amount of time, but why do you think the church is necessary today for the family, for the community, for the nation? Why is it important for the church to be at our forefront today?
Well, I think we touched on it a little bit in our earlier conversation. You know, we have this idea or this understanding of the wrong definition. Social media is antisocial. And what has happened, even as we look around America right now, we find dysfunction everywhere, you know, I'm not going to get political, but you can't, from whatever side you're on, you can't look at the government institutions, the bigger institutions, and all of those things without want. You know, you can recognize that things are breaking down all around us, right down to the schools and the school boards. If we can connect locally, that's how it must be. We can't be strong without a common cause and a core understanding. And that common cause and the core understanding, the core belief, comes through the small church. We can come together with the common cause being right, and the word is salutary, with it being under God, for God, through God, that we do these things. That's how it used to be, and it's how it can be again if we were to simply come together in that understanding and come together in that want. I'm currently doing a project through Facebook. You can find us, find the book information and me currently on Facebook at facebook.com/messagesfromthesmallcountrychurch. And I'm doing what I call the Sunday Psalmody, which is, the idea is to draw us to a point where we want to come and worship. Through the Psalms and sharing portions of the Psalms, I try to talk about what God is doing and what he is doing specifically for us and what our response should be, in that we get up and love him and go and worship him. And we don't have to drive, minutes, to a big church to go and get that done, because that's, in my mind, in that understanding, that doesn't get it done. It only goes halfway. And you can't do it online, even though I'm calling people to come to, and experience a little bit of a message. That's not the end to it all. That's the beginning of it. Hear the message and then respond to it, and that's where we must be. The nation is we're at the precipice, at a crossroads, where we are either going to come together or we're going to fall apart. And I believe that if we come together in the churches, then we will be stronger than we ever have been, because we're going to find more and more commonality than the world right now, and especially the loud voices in the nation are trying to give us.
That's why this book, this book is so important, especially now. The book is Messages from the Small Country Church, Reading, Sermons, Observations, and an Invitation to More Than Just Donuts, by our guest on the program, the Reverend Dr. C. Joseph Pfeiffer. That's Pfeiffer. Book available Amazon, Barnes & Noble, pageturner.us, all the usual places. Information, and you can also order from his website, messagesfromthesmallcountrychurch.com. As mentioned, Facebook, the place to look there is Messages from the Small Country Church. All the information, of course, will be posted on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Reverend Pfeiffer, it went by way too quickly. Hopefully we can do this again. Thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Oh, you are quite welcome. God bless you.
Thank you, sir. Pleasure to have you with us. The book is Messages from the Small Country Church. You'll find all the information on his website, messagesfromthesmallcountrychurch.com. You're listening to This Week in America, and we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.